We started, it was about minus 32 degrees. And then it went down to, as the race progressed, we ran overnight on a Saturday night. By the time I finished, after about 8 hours, it was below minus 40. Now, that's not taking into account the windchill factor, which would have taken it down to close to maybe minus 60.
What are you wearing in these temperatures?
Actually, it's quite interesting what we wear. I mean, we had done quite a lot of research into what you should wear for conditions like this. So we had thermal underwear, which has a wicking quality, so that wicks the sweat from your body as you sweat, because you can't afford you to sweat to freeze onto your skin, because that you're in real trouble then. And then outside of that, we just had Gore-Tex trousers on our bottom, you know, the bottom half. And then on top, we had a mid layer and an outer Gore-Tex jacket. So not a lot of clothes, because remember, you're generating quite a bit of heat sometimes, even though it's very, very cold. But
Describe the North Pole for me.
we flew up from a town called Longyearbyen in Svalbard, and we flew up in an old Russian aircraft up onto the ice cap. It was about a 2.5 hour flight, and then getting out at the North Pole, that cold hits you, and boy, does it take your breath away.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's surreal.
Did you think
So,
at that stage, why are we here, Rowan?
look, that was going through my mind while I was running. I was thinking, what am I doing here? I mean, that's sometimes all of these thoughts go through your mind, you know, as you're running in this desolate, incredibly beautiful place. Like, the beauty of the place is phenomenal.
I could imagine.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing but ice and snow, and but the beauty it was a surreal event, I guess.
Tell me a little bit about the event. How many people were in the marathon?
It was 55 people all up, from all over the world, some really interesting people. We had a guy who done it who was running from the North Pole to the South Pole. We had people who had run 40, 50, 60 marathons, and this was the pinnacle of all marathons. Like, it's the ultimate marathon, I guess. But it was really tough. I could not believe, as I was running the course, how tough it actually was. But look, you get in there, you put your head down, and you just run and go with. I mean, events like this, I reckon, are 90% mental. You have to be prepared to do it. And, you know, at times we were running in snow that was up to our knees.
I was going to ask you that. That would just doubly or triple compound just the energy exertion.
Yeah. And to make it worse, at about 10 kilometers, I tripped and fell, and I pulled my hamstring and glute in my left leg,
Did you?
and I thought, oh my God, this is the end. But look, you just continue on, and you think, I've done that kilometer, I don't have to do it again.
Did you see any polar bears or wildlife, that sort of thing?
No, not polar bears. There was reports of a polar bear within about 38 kilometers of the camp, on the way. But we had polar bear guards on the track to make sure that there wasn't nobody eaten. And incidentally, we also swam at the North Pole.
Really?
Yeah, you know, there was an ice, they cut out an ice bath in the ice, and so we did have a swim also there, which was
How long were you in for?
or
Half a
maybe
second?
15 seconds. So you just jump in and just go down underneath the water.
Yourself, Tim, and Rowan, did you compete against each other or you stayed together? It
No,
was just
not.
that father-son experience, was it?
No, not at all. Ronan is, even though Ronan, it was his first marathon, and he was much faster than I was. He did an amazing time. He beat people who had run 40 and 50 marathons. They could not believe that it was his first, and he was by far the youngest there. So we caught up, you know, through the course a couple of times. It was a 3.2 kilometer circuit. And at each circuit, there is a tent, and you check in at the tent to make sure that, you know, you're not getting frostbite or, you know, no serious injuries. And there was a doctor there who would check you out to make sure that, you know, everything was okay.
How did it affect you mentally when you finally crossed that line? How did you feel?
I felt absolutely amazing. But the scary thing was, and this was the most frightening thing for me, was I was counting my laps. We had 13 laps to do, and I was coming up to the final arch, and I thought, my God, what happens if he tells me I have another lap to do? I think I would have collapsed. So, but look, it was an amazing feeling getting over the finish line.